Hey guys, welcome back to Popcast with So and
B.
That was so loud. I'm so sorry.
Really? I wasn't even talking loud.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're so loud. Okay, I hope that doesn't mess the audio up, but whatever.
Earphone users, beware.
Yeah, let me just lower you. Okay. Anyways.
Don't lower me.
Well, that's too bad, because I already did. What do you have to say about that?
I'm just going to keep getting up.
Okay. Anyways, I know we haven't been uploading ever since our last podcast in, like, February, but we have a lot of reasons for that. Because, like, we have, we distribute our podcast on Anchor and, like, there's, like, problems or, like, we're just on, like, the wait list for it to, like, distribute everywhere. Because currently it's on, like, only, like, Google Podcasts and, like, Apple Podcasts and a few others. But, like, I really want it to be on Spotify. But it hasn't been on there, so I was just confused and I thought, like, I had to wait for it to take a while. But I think we should just, like, keep going and just wait until it happens. But, yeah, our last podcast was about Singer's scandal, and there's so much that happened after that. And, yeah, there's so much. Like, they got a warrant for his arrest, but then I don't know why, but they didn't use it or something. Like, they didn't put him in jail yet, which was confusing and stupid. But they have, like, the court trials are going on right now, so let's see what happens. And I know the JJY guy, he's in jail, or he's on trial right now. Yeah, for sure. I know they did an arrest warrant on him for sure. Which is stupid, because why didn't they do it on Singer? Like, what caused them not to use it? Because they got one after, like, 3 months. That's not even, maybe 4. And that was, like, that's too long. Like, the police, like, everything in Korea is messed up because, like, they, like, whenever it comes to people doing crimes, they don't really get justice. Like, the victims don't really get justice for it. So, it takes a while for, and it's so dumb. But anyways, do you have anything to say about that, V?
Not really. To be honest, I haven't been keeping up with the scandal because, like, I felt like it was just going to be an on and off thing, and I was just like, whatever happens.
Yeah, it's taking a while. Yeah, it's taking a while for it to close, or, like, at least to, like, get the criminals in jail. I don't know why. It's so dumb. Anyways, let's talk about BTS. Because why not? BTS is great. Yes. Yeah, they had their comeback in April.
Like, it was like a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Last month?
Yeah, last month, April 13th or April 12th. All bops. Everything on that album is bop.
Of course.
The album's called Map of Soul, Persona. What's your favorite song from there? I didn't ask you this.
My favorite song is all of them. What are you even talking about?
I know, me too. But when I first heard Dionysus, I was just mind blown. Because I never thought they'd be able to pull off, like, a concept or, like, music like this. Because they never did, like, rock and roll, like, pure rock and roll. And I love that. Yeah. That's my favorite. It's never going to get old for me. And, like, oh my god, when they did their comeback stage on it, it's amazing. They look like kings.
They're Greek gods. That's what they are.
Yes.
Greek gods.
Yeah, so they're on tour right now for Persona? For Speak Yourself?
Speak Yourself tour.
And it's crazy. They've been selling out huge stadiums. They went to the one in LA, which is called Staples Center? Was it Staples Center?
Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl. Yeah, that's huge. Like, That's where they do football and stuff. I think, I don't know. I don't really know much about concert venues or anything. So hearing that they like pulled off something this huge is surprising and like, wow, they did that. Kings, I think so. They've been,
and then they went to Chicago.
They went to Chicago and then they played in where?
Soldier Field.
And then, oh yeah, and they went to MetLife. Oh, that was amazing. Yeah,
in Jersey, they went
in
to
New York.
Or New York? I thought it was New Jersey.
Was it? What's in New York?
Yeah, Jersey is MetLife. New York is, crap, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter that much. I mean, like, it matters that they did something so big, of course, but yeah.
We were in New York for, what's it called, for, like, interviews and
yeah, that's the thing. They're going everywhere. They just had an interview with I don't know how to say her name.
Halsey. I say Halsey, but then people start making fun of me for saying it like that because it's Halsey with an S. So I'm just like,
Halsey.
I guess.
I've heard some things about, like, when they collabed, I didn't know how to feel or how to react to it because I don't know her much. I know she met them, like, a year ago in the BBMAs, I think. Quote me on this. I know they met a while ago, and I had no reaction to that either because I didn't know her. I don't know this woman. So I asked my friend, I asked my friends about her, and then they're like, no, they hate her. Like, one of them hates her, like, and I feel bad because, like, she does care for the boys, but she's like, oh, she hates her because she's gone through so many scandals, and, like, she thinks, like, I don't know, everything she did before was, like, very problematic of her, and I don't know exactly what she did. I recall something about shampoo, you know, hair shampoo, something with that. She was like, there is not enough black representation in hotels, because usually hotel shampoo is just for, I don't know, like, for, I guess, straight hair. And so she got pressed about not having black haired shampoo or something, which is pretty problematic. Like, what do you expect them to be, a hair supply area? No, it's a hotel. They get the most basic shampoos there is. It's not something you should really, like, argue about or anything. And it's just weird. Anyways,
I'm not gonna take sides, but also, like, we bring our own shampoo when we're going to stuff like that. Like, you know,
yeah,
bottles,
like, you should know. You're going to a hotel. You don't, like, what are you expecting?
Would also bring their own shampoo bottles. And I don't know. I'm just saying from my perspective that I would bring my own shampoo.
Yeah, it's just common sense. Like, I mean, what are they going to do? Bring, like, all kinds of shampoo? They're not a hair salon. Salon, you know, they can't have everything. They're just a hotel. You sleep in it, you leave. You maybe give a tip. I don't think so. And they just had an interview with her. I didn't watch it. I haven't been caught up with BTS since like 2016. So I do kind of get up to date with some things, not everything. So I know they've been going through a lot of interviews, and one interview was with, which is pretty scandalous. It's not scandalous, problematic of the fans. One time, or when was this? You know about it. You sent me a video of it. It was when,
I think it was yesterday or the day before. One of those days where they had an interview and Halsey was there. She surprised them, and they were I don't know if they were in New York, and this interviewer asked the audience, I think, or asked the group, I don't know, because I saw this on Instagram. It was like
right.
he asked which of the members would always like mess up the choreography or something like that.
Yeah.
And then all the audience, the armies, they all pointed at Jin. Like they kept saying like, "Oh, Jin." And I think they did Namjoon, I'm not sure, but they were like Jin and Namjoon, they would most likely mess up choreography and they're bad dancers, basically is what they were trying to say.
Right. Yeah,
And
that's messed up. That
yeah,
is
and then
not
like
cool.
all the members were like, no, stop saying that, no. And like V was like, cut it out. He motioned with his hand to his neck, like, cut it out. And then Jungkook said that, oh no, we're all good dancers, we're all perfect. And then obviously, like, there was a storm after that because
Yeah.
the army was like, why would the New York army, call out
Yeah.
Jin and call him the worst dancer? If you guys were true armies, you would support them. You would say none
Yeah.
of them are bad dancers. Everybody is an amazing dancer. They're all amazing people. You wouldn't just, basically bully them and say, oh, they're bad dancers.
Yeah.
And just like everybody was like, they were saying how like they want the New York armies to apologize to BTS, to apologize formally, apologize for Traitor. And then there was another thing where there was an interview, radio interview with Elsie. And then they were like, she was saying how all the BTS members are hard workers and if anything you guys should support them or so along those lines. I don't know if it was directed to the army or but I don't know to the people that said that. I don't know if it was directed to
I
that
think
situation.
I saw that video or I heard it, and then I'm pretty sure it was directed towards both, because I know she mentioned that it wasn't really an appropriate question to ask them, because it is messed up. Like, you can't just ask, "Oh, which one of you guys are the worst?" Like, you can't say that because it's rude and disrespectful. But I also,
I think the question was which one of them would likely mess up or like get the choreography wrong.
And she also mentioned that people should support them no matter what, and that was also kind of directed to the fans too, which like I can't believe they did that for starters, 'cause that's not cool. Like, there are people you like and you like to listen to and you like enjoy watching dancing no matter what it is, and you bias them, and you can't just say one of them's the worst. You should at least support all of them equally. That's how it should be from the start. If you're gonna be a fan, be a true fan. And what they like, Jin is a good dancer. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. They're blind. Have you seen his amazing
the
dancing?
world,
He's
okay?
the best, literally. He's worldwide handsome and he's a worldwide dancer, so fight me.
But I think, like, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, and I think I agree with that. Like, you guys should support them, you guys should call people out. But at the same time, I'm gonna play devil's advocate and be like, the interviewer asked this question. He said, which one of you would likely, mess up a dance move or something, right? And the audience took it as, oh, jokingly, oh yeah, even Kim Seokjin himself says before he would mess up the dance move, but he's always hardworking. He's a hard
He's a
worker,
hard
he's
worker
a
too,
hard
and
worker.
that's why it's
Yeah,
kind of
doesn't.
upsetting, 'cause they're like, "Oh, he would most likely mess up first, you know? Like, the other members, they're good at dancing, but like him, he doesn't really do that good, so like he'd mess up first." That's what I see it as. Even like when he works so hard, like he stays even before it was said by a manager, I think, or somebody from their staff, and they were like, "Oh, he stays after practice. He stays up all night practicing so
Does
he wouldn't
really
mess
work
up."
hard.
He
He
works really
works really
hard, and he doesn't mess up. He doesn't do mistakes because he
hard.
works hard for it.
Okay.
He puts the effort into doing good, and it's messed up.
And I think what it is like they were just trying to be funny and pointing it out. Like
Yeah,
they
I
were trying to
guess.
be.
It's not that funny. If you're gonna make a
No,
joke, make
like
a
they were
good
like
joke,
joking, like,
okay?
oh yeah, Jin, 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 like it was a joke. So it was sort of. But, like, I don't, they do really take it to heart when things like that happen,
Yeah,
because they know
yeah.
that means that they notice things, and, like, it does, it's, like, they do take it to heart,
Yeah,
so.
especially with your friends, I'm pretty sure they want them to see them as, like, perfect, at least, or, like, they know they're humans, but at least, like, know that they're hardworking and, like, they would do anything to, like, impress them and, like, you know, meet their standards, meet the fans' standards. And that's what's kind of disappointing, because, like, knowing your fans, like, they know that you're a mess up, and that's kind of, like, what the... They shouldn't know that. They should think of me as really good, and I... Because, like, you know, they love their fans, and they don't really want them to see their bad side. So... I feel like that would be really upsetting for him and, like, the other members if they had to go through something like that. But anyways, let's continue. Let's talk about comeback information. So far, what I've heard is EXID just had their comeback, sadly, their last comeback. They're disbanding because Hanny,
oh, really?
Yeah, Hanny and Lee are leaving their entertainment. Yeah, sadly. And I love them so much. They were my first ever K-pop girl groups, and now they're leaving. Them and 4MINUTE. Oh my god, I'm so sad. They were my, like, they had good songs, and I, like, all of their songs were bops. No matter, my favorite song was Day and Night something. It was such a good song. I'm so proud. Like, I was so proud of them when they made those songs, and I was so mad that only, Ah Yeah, one of their songs, it was like their hit song, that was the only song that got them famous, even though their songs after that were good, like, they were just as amazing. That's what I think. That's my opinion. Okay, just that hurt, but I hope they do better later. I hope they do, like, solo activities or something. And, yeah, they're really good. I haven't listened to their comeback yet, or their disbanding music. And also, ATEEZ is coming back. I love my boys, ATEEZ. They're coming back with an interesting concept. They have, like, a beachy concept, also, like, a McDonald's concept. I'm here for it. I'm loving it. They're coming back June 10th. I think. And also another comeback, a solo debut. It's a debut, guys. SOMI. It's what we've been waiting for. She, I feel so bad for her. She's been waiting for her debut ever since, like, IOI. And it's so sad because that was, like, 2 years ago. So SOMI is from IOI, if you don't know her. She was from, IOI's a little, project of a, from Produce 101, their first ever season, and she was in it. She had the lead, she had first place, I think, in the survival show Produce, and so she, ever since IOI, she hasn't been doing any activities. So she was originally in JYP Entertainment, but then she left and she went to YG Black Label, and that's mostly for solo artists, so it's not the whole YG where, like, Blackpink and Icon are. It's like the solo artist a part of YG, which is interesting, because when I found out that when she was going to YG, I was so surprised, because she's kind of like a chic girly type, and YG is like bad and cool, you know, rebellious concept. So it's gonna be interesting when she comes back. She comes back June 13th. So let's wait for that. And, oh, I've heard some rumors about IOI coming back together later this year, like in the end of this year. And I hope that's true. But SOMI, I heard SOMI's not participating. Cause, and it's like a, it's pretty sad, because, like, some of the members are already having, like, a good streak with their comebacks, or they're doing really good, and, like, going back to that is kind of, like, hard for them, because they, like, doing really good in an artist point of view is, like, you're becoming more famous, you're gonna be, like, one of the hit bands or groups. And having to leave that when your group is still being active is kind of sad, because you can't, like, really feel that fame, I'm guessing. And yeah, but it's good for other groups like Goo Goo Dan, 'cause they're pretty underrated, and two of their members, I think, they'll have more some shine or light on them, 'cause they're pretty underrated, which is sad. Anything you gotta say about that? I just keep talking.
No, because, like, you know more of the K-pop than I do. But, like, I honestly don't know about any of these comebacks that are coming up because I don't really listen to any of these songs. But somebody else, there's one more comeback. I think it's GOT7 who's making a comeback.
Oh, are they? I know they're having a tour right now. They're coming. They're to America. My friend's going.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
I
think
think they just had a comeback,
one
maybe.
maybe because one of the friends I know, she's a big fan, and like she's saying how they're gonna have a comeback. I don't know if it's got seven or somebody else, but I feel like it's got seven.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I heard Red Velvet might be coming back this summer too. I'm not sure about that. That's probably a rumor. And BTS is coming, but no, just kidding. No.
Actually,
They
yes, we
just
another
came
comeback
back.
next year.
I haven't. Oh yeah, EXO, Xiumin just enlisted a while back. It
Oh.
wasn't that while ago. It was like 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago. It's sad. And I have one more thing to say, but I'm not sure if there is anything else. Do you have anything to say, Fee, before we end this?
No, not really, other than BTS is my whole life, but yeah, that's
Yeah, okay, me too. One last
it.
thing to say. It's the saddest news I've heard, and or it's not the saddest, but it's like proud and sad and emotional news. VIX, my boys, just had their 7th year anniversary. They've been together for 7 whole freaking years. I'm so proud of them. And Hakyun,
Wow.
yeah, Cha Hakyun, VIX's N, just enlisted too a while back. And I'm sad because I've been hearing Ken might enlist too. And Leo, he had his solo comeback. And he's pretty old. I mean, he's not old, but he's old enough to go to the military too. So that's gonna be sad because he's my bias. And I love them. And they're amazing. But yeah, and I've heard, I just keep talking, and I heard Hongbin is going to have a collaboration with somebody. Hold on. I know who he is, I just forgot. I just like freaked out because it was Hongbin, and it was another visual. So let me just see. It is. Alright, it's. Hyungwon from Monsta X. So this is gonna be the biggest visual comeback or thing ever in the whole world, 'cause those guys are the most handsome people in the world, other than my other K-pop boys. They're so good. Like you don't. I'll send you a picture of them, because they're so good looking and they're amazing and they have good voices. And one's a rapper, one's a singer, one's a dancer. They're amazing. This is such a surprise though, 'cause I've never like I didn't think this, 'cause Hongbin's like second generation K-pop and like Kyungwon's like third generation, and it's weird and I love it, but it's amazing. But yeah, I think that's all for today.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I know that there's gonna be a collaboration between BTS and Khalid.
Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about that. BTS's collaborations. BTS collabing with everybody. It started with Steve Aoki, then Nicki Minaj, then oh wait, and then Designer before that, then Halsey, and then Khalid, and then Ed Sheeran. I think
They
they're
Ed
yeah.
Sheeran before Khalid.
Huh?
Ed Sheeran is before Khalid. They made collaboration.
They made a collab. Oh yeah, Suga collaborated with him before, but they're having another collaboration with Ed Sheeran too, I
Oh
think.
yeah.
It's a rumor, 'cause Ed Sheeran's having a album, and he's collabing. All the songs are collaborations, so one's with Justin Bieber, but the other ones are like censored, so it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm very excited about the Khaled, I mean
Yeah.
BTS one.
Khaled
But
seems interesting. I like that guy. He seems
yeah,
so genuine.
he's basically an army. So
Yeah, oh my God.
crazy, crazy about him. Like, he even went to their concerts. He was singing along.
Watch
He like
watch for a Jonas Brothers collab with BTS.
that'd be hilarious.
That's
But
gonna happen.
yeah.
Yeah. I really want them to collab with, like, I don't know, Beyonce. I don't know. I really
What?
want no, I've been wanting them to collab with certain artists, but they're oh wait, they collabed with Fall Out Boy too and Chainsmokers.
They, Chainsmokers, they collabed with Chainsmokers. With Fall Out Boy, RM collabed with
Yeah,
Fall Out
right,
Boy.
yeah. Sorry about that. Same thing. No, I'm kidding. It's not the
Yeah.
same thing. One member is different from a bunch of
It's basically the
different.
same thing. If one member collabs, they all collab.
They've been collabing. Oh yeah, and then Suga collabed with that veteran singer. Was she a vet? I don't know. I feel mean saying that. But a singer from the
Oh,
old
and he
days.
collabed with that group.
Oh, I know
With
who you...
rappers. Huh?
With rappers.
No, I don't know if they're rappers, but they're like an older,
Yeah,
they're older
I
rappers.
know what you're talking about. They sang
Yeah.
Come Back Home from them. I forgot their name. It's something with the sh. Shush something.
Well, anyway, yeah. They collabed, but like Suga was producing rather. He sang, but like I think he also produced some songs with them. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because I remember he said that he was ta one of the singers were talking, and then he was like, "Oh yeah, and this part where Suga forgot to add something," and he was telling me, "Hyung, let me add, I forgot to add something. What should I do?" And then everybody was like, "What was it? What was it?" And he was like, "Oh, it was." And he whispered
Suga.
Suga's name.
Suga. Oh. Wow, what a freaking weirdo. I love that. I love that so much. Forgot to add the Suga. Wait, take it. Come back. Oh, he collaborated. I think you're talking about his collaboration with Winner. What's a Winner? Or Winner's
Don't
Minnow?
think it was Winner because Winner,
Winner is coming back too, I think, or they already came back. I know they won something. Was it Winner's Minnow?
No, it I would know if he collabed with Minho because I like Minho. He has good songs,
Or
but
no, it was the other Epic High. Yeah, it was with Epic
Epic
High.
High,
Yeah,
Epic
for
High.
sure. Oh my God, I think I have tea, but I can't say it
Why?
because
This
you
is
have to
to
stop
be
it.
spilled
Okay,
podcast.
wait, real quick. Okay, there is this guy from Epic High, I think, and he's a total douchebag. He's a narcissistic fool. Hold on, let me look for it. His name is Kong something. Kang Kong something. But anyway, I think I don't want to mistake it and say it's from Epic High, because then I'd sound like a terrible person. Because I'm accusing Epic High. Hold on, let me look for it. It's on
They like
Fans Drama
BTS.
W. Huh?
They like BTS.
Who?
Oh
Epic
no, it's
High?
not about BTS. This is personal.
Who?
This is this person you're talking about?
Oh, no. I was wrong. I'm so sorry, Epic High. I didn't mean it. Such
Yeah, this is
Skies.
like people.
The group was Such Skies. They're from YG too. But his name, that what this guy did was he called idols nowadays mostly boy guy male idols ugly. He's like, oh, these idols nowadays, they're so ugly. Like, they don't like oh like the back in the day it was so much better. They're so much good looking, and it's so mean because like he's ugly. I'm kidding, but his name's Kang Sung-hoon. He's from Such Skies, and like it turned into a controversy. Apparently, this guy is a whole narcissistic fool. He's so full of himself. He's like, oh my God, I'm so beautiful. They're so ugly. And he's like 40 years old, so he has no right to talk. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The fans took a video of him. It's caught on camera, so like he has no like, backup. Like, he can't get out of this. Turns out he went on social media. He made an account on social media. And he started commenting things under Idol's posts. Like, I think this was on... I don't think it was on Weibo. I don't know how to say it. But I think... Sorry. My mind is in jumbles. This is what happens when you leave school. He had an account on social media, and then he went under Idol's post, and if he didn't like them, he'd put hate comments, and if he liked them, he'd, like, support them, and then he was on an Idol's, girl artist, I don't know, she's famous or something, he went under one of her posts, and she was dating some guy, some other idol, and he was like, oh my god, break up with him, you don't deserve him. Which is like, oh my god, he likes her. But anyways, and then he's like, oh my god, you're so ugly to this one guy idol. And then he went under his, like, they're like scandal posts or like, you know, those articles that are like kind of rumors. He like commented under them, and it was about such guys. There's one where he's like, such guys coming back without this guy, Kang Sung-hoon. And then he commented, and then he's like, they wouldn't be anything without him. What is this, like, foolery? What even is this? This is fake. You know this would be false if it wasn't with, like, Kang Sung-hoon. And it's just like, dude, shut up. You're canceled. Period.
Yeah. I wonder how his members deal with him.
I know. I can't believe they have to deal with somebody like them. Like, these YG, fix yourself, fix your idols, support your idols. I don't know. Like, YG is a mess. They have good idols. They have bad idols. They have idols that they don't support or, like, give attention, which is annoying. Like, they kind of bias Jennie, but I won't say anything. Anyways, I think that's all for today. Our final thoughts. Go ahead, Fee. You go first.
Final thoughts. I don't have any final thoughts right now.
I do. I love ATs. Stan ATs. They have the bops of the century. Jung, you know, is the coolest, you know. You know? Okay, that's all, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I know.
You know?